This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A top advisor to U.S. President Trump indicates that the president is prepared to issue the first veto of his term amid a wave of negativity from Congress to his declaration of a national emergency along the U.S.-Mexico border. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
First and foremost, I don't think we needed a national emergency declaration.
And Republican Congressman Will Hurd, whose Texas district is on the Mexico border, tells CBS's Face the Nation,
our government wasn't designed to operate by national emergency.
But White House advisor Stephen Miller tells Fox News Sunday,
Congress in 1976 passed the National Emergencies Act and gave the president the authority as a result of that to invoke a national emergency in many different circumstances, but among them for the use of military construction funds.
Democrats on Capitol Hill are planning to introduce a resolution disapproving of the president's emergency declaration. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump said Sunday that big progress is being made in U.S. trade talks with China on what he calls so many different fronts. Mr. Trump said last week that he might put off the March 1st deadline to increase tariffs on China if a trade deal is close. But a China trade expert who served in the Obama administration says he has only seen incremental progress toward a trade deal with China. It's believed negotiators on both sides are failing to address the real reason the U.S. imposed stiff sanctions on China in the first place. Dozens of female relatives of Islamic State fighters in the refugee camps of Mosul have faced harassment and sexual abuse at the hands of Iraqi security forces. That's according to a joint report this week by the Network of Iraqi Reporters for Investigative Journalism and the Mosul Investigation Team. The report, which has been rejected by the Iraqi High Commission for Human Rights, said it documented 16 out of 36 confirmed cases of sexual exploitation of female relatives of IS fighters. This is VOA News. The battle for Islamic State's last territory in Syria continued over the weekend. With militants facing certain defeat, the questions remain over what will happen to the survivors and U.S. plans to withdraw its troops from the country. Matthew LaRotunda with Reuters reports.
U.S. plans to gradually withdraw from Syria after this battle, which has alarmed its allies. The loss of Islamic State's territory doesn't mean the group is eradicated. When IS lost its territory in Iraq, for example, they went underground and still routinely carry out attacks there. The United Nations estimates there may be up to 18,000 IS fighters loose in the two countries. There's also the matter of what happens to the Kurds. They were the backbone of U.S. efforts in Syria, given American weapons, advisors, air support. But another big player here, Turkey, considers the Kurds as terrorists. And without the U.S., they're now moving closer to Russia and Syrian President Assad for protection.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. An upcoming meeting in Pakistan between a delegation of the United States and Taliban representatives has been canceled. That's according to information coming from both sides. A Taliban leader confirmed on condition of anonymity that the meeting was canceled by the Americans. A Taliban statement issued later in the day said the talks were postponed because many members of its 14-person negotiating team were unable to go overseas since they are on the U.S. and U.N. blacklist. Several of them are on the U.N. Security Council sanctions list, which bars them from international travel. U.S. Senator Marco Rubio, visiting the Colombian side of the Venezuelan border on Sunday, warned Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro of severe consequences if he takes action against the country's opposition leader and self-declared president Juan Guaido, or U.S. citizens. Rubio said the Venezuelan people have had a positive impact on Americans.
They remind us how valuable liberty and freedom is. They remind us how important it is to always preserve it and why we should be willing to fight for it no matter how long it takes.
In a televised interview, Rubio declined to say if he would support U.S. military action against Venezuela, which is mired in a political and economic crisis. Yemeni officials said Houthi rebels have agreed on phase one of a mutual pullback of forces from the key city of Hodeidah. Without giving any details of the agreement, U.N. officials call it important progress. A pullback from Hodeidah was part of December ceasefire between Iranian-backed Houthi rebels and the Saudi-supported Yemeni forces. That ceasefire is generally held despite numerous skirmishes. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.